On the globe, hey, this is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. We circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the world. And now it's time for Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Good evening, Miss CeCe.
Hi, William. How are you?
Oh, pretty terrific. Just a little chilly out here in Richmond, Virginia.
A little
chilly, around 40-some degrees. Let me see exactly what it is. That's one thing I miss about California, I'm telling you. Oh, boy.
It's strange here, so nothing to miss. It's getting worse, actually.
Well,
you don't know from one day to the next what it's going to be.
Yeah, but you don't have 46-degree temperatures, though, do you?
We had it last night.
Did you? Now, that's unusual.
And then it's hot today, okay?
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Well, California normally stays warm, even this time of the year. I remember Christmas one year, it was like 90 degrees. But weather's changing all over the place. All over.
Well, because the ozone is changing, global warming, that they don't want to face reality about, but it is what it is.
Yep, that's exactly right. So, Pastor David will be on with you today, right?
Yes, I just connected with him, and he will be on shortly.
Okay.
Real shortly.
All right. Well, I'll step aside and you can continue with your dialogue.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Good evening, everybody. This is Miss CeCe. I know I haven't been on my face for a while. Oh, my goodness. Hang on a second. I am getting a call. Give me just a moment here. Hello.
Yes, and it's nothing there.
It's on your Facebook, also on your Messenger, sir.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Now I'm talking about, I got your page number. I got the off my email, but it's saying that, oops, there's nothing there.
All right.
From the homepage.
Check on your Messenger, sir, and I'm online.
All right. Okay.
I've already started broadcasting. All right. We'll see you.
All right, ma'am.
All right. Sorry about that, folks. It happens. So that's my co-host getting on here. And he has quite a busy schedule, so I do understand. And my other co-host, she's in the process of moving, and a whole lot of things are going on right now. But we are so glad to be back physically on Miss CeCe's Kitchen. We've been away for a minute, had a lot of things going on. But we are a global network broadcast, and what we do is we talk about controversial issues. We deal with is real, whether, I have to say it, whether people like it or not, it is what it is. And so, like I said, it's very controversial. But you know what? We have to talk about the good, bad, and the ugly. We got to stop trying to put the ugly back in the back room and nobody address it. But that doesn't mean it's going to go away. It is not. I repeat. It is not going to go away. And if I feel like I'm a little bit under the weather, I am. The weather is changing, different times. And then those of us that have allergies, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that has allergies here. And so we are going to discuss several things. I've been, while I was kind of away and recuperating and what have you, we are going to discuss a lot of things that has been happening in the past few days, and even that's still existing today. And so I pay attention closely excuse me, to what is going on. And you folks, I was just kind of having my cup of coffee. There he is. Hi, David. How are you, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Glad you're here, David. Glad you're here.
There was an X in there I didn't see.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know what? You need some glasses. Hello. Let me stop messing with you. All right.
I'm too vain.
You know what? You better put those glasses on so you can see, bro, and be vain later. Okay. But that's my pose. I appreciate you to my vein, really. If I took these glasses off, I'll be like this right here. No, I'm teasing. You know that age is a booger bear, isn't it? I'm telling you, legs and knees are hurting. I don't know if anybody else. We're going to get to what we need.
By the time, ain't joke.
Listen, I have to, and I think I told you this in one of our conversations, I have to sit on the side of the bed and let my body catch up, my legs catch up with my mind, you see. And so when you have these hurt knees, you know, and I have to sit there and pray, Lord, okay. But we made it. And you know what? As cute as and handsome as we are, I'm not the only one, okay? So don't even try to play a girl. I'm just saying, all right?
You're absolutely right about that. Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And it's just, and as the air quality.
I don't know if you know we lost one.
Okay, you are breaking up, David. You're breaking up. So,
Wanda Davis. Maybe,
kind of, yes, I do know. I knew. Yeah, my daughter connected
maybe
with me.
Maybe have to change, maybe gently.
Yeah, kind of move it around. There you go, because I want to hear you. Okay, all right. And we yeah, all right. So anyway, we yes, I did hear about Wanda Davis, a beautiful person, beautiful individual. Her spirit was right, and she's just been through a lot, held on, showed us how it's supposed to go, you see. And so she lived a long life. She did. And so I take this and
75.
And, yeah. And you know, and from what she's been through, that's a blessing. Okay. I just talked with one of the young ladies who I met online. She lost her mother. Her mother was 94 years old. And I said, that's a blessing. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes,
and I have, I have an aunt still living. She, the Lord tarries, in December, she will be 96 years old. And so.
And you know, Mother Holman, she's still living at 108.
Oh, but you know what? I told somebody, I said, Lord, I don't know if I want to live that long because the world is just going to be totally crazy. But my family lived a long, long life, long life. And I'm sure many of you, your families live a long life, but the way things are going now, I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, let us get off of that, because I got some things I need to get to. I've been watching the news, and David, I know you've been watching the news of what's going on in Israel and Gaza. I just read in the Word of God, they better leave Israel alone. I don't care what condition they're in. Leave them alone. And it talked about Lebanon and all these
smart
little,
they will.
Yes, Lord. Talking about all these little continents. And I think they're trying to look and see what Israel got working for. Here's what I get. Here's what gets me. And folks, hang with us, because we just going to talk about what we're going to talk about. Okay. Here's what I get. Here's what a problem that I'm having. I'm having a problem with people forgetting that Gaza started this whole mess with Israel. And now you want to cry wolf, cry scared, because I believe they were testing Israel to see what they're working with. I'm just going to say it, okay? You know how people do, you, right?
Yep.
You know how people do you.
But they don't understand, though, that these are God's people.
Yeah.
And regardless to what we do, we're protected by God. Here, Israel, here's Jerusalem, that part of the country, is surrounded by their enemy.
Yes.
And all the enemy have to do is come together and push them into the Mediterranean Sea. But guess what? They can't do it.
Right, right.
God won't let them do it.
Right, right. Well, because he made a promise.
And so if we stay under the blood, we protect them too. Yes, that ma'am.
That part. Well, you know, it gets me to this fact here. And like I said, I'm still looking at the secrecy of sins that's going on. And David, it's just not in the church. It's everywhere, okay, that people want to forget this stuff is going on by bringing you travesties from elsewhere to camouflage what is actually going on with a next door neighbor, could be in your own house, because people have suffered within the confines of their family and the rest of the family didn't know about it.
Absolutely.
And so when you start bringing these things out, it's like, That's taboo. They want you to don't shame our name. Well, your name been shamed. Okay, I'm just saying. And it's the individual.
Absolutely.
Who has done it inside. And my thing is, you're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. With those of us who really walking with the Lord, we're striving for perfection. But there's some travesties in church folks' houses. Okay, I said it. Yes, I did. Yes, it is. Okay. And so, and I have to deal with this because we are good at shoving stuff under the carpet. I saw something on Kirk Franklin when he addressed his mother regarding who his father. Okay. I know you saw that and how close proximity in the neighborhood they were. And he didn't know. However, if anybody really paid attention, now I could be wrong. Call Miss Cece on 951-228-9980. Go ahead and call me. Cause what happened was this is that the mother said, I would never lie to you about this. And the man that he is presuming to be his father, when they had that meeting, I don't know if you saw the meeting. When they had that meeting,
I saw the meeting.
She swore that that was not his father. And the sister turned to her and said, tell him the truth. Now, me and my daughter, we talk about a lot of things. I said, baby, what I saw, even as a specialist, there's something that happened within the family. And you know how the daddy could be the daddy. Okay. The daddy of the daddy could be the daddy. Did you hear what I said?
I'm reading you.
The daddy of the daddy could be the daddy. Hello. And that's what I saw for her to walk away and lose her fellowship with her relationship with her son. She did not tell. And there was a man right there. Now, that could have been his brother sitting next to him. Hello, people. Say something.
Absolutely.
Okay. That could have been his brother. And then somebody else violated her as a young girl. Okay. And a lot of this stuff is going on, folks. A lot of this stuff is going on. And so my curiosity, I watch people's body language and I watch their faces. And so she cried when she left and she refused to tell him who the father.
Absolutely. Yes. So I'm with my investigative mind.
Okay. Cause I don't let it rest. I don't know about anybody else caught that. But my daughter called it. She said, mama, I said for her to stand before her child. And a man sitting right there claiming to be his father.
That's a shame.
The DNA is, like I said, the daddy could have been the daddy of the daddy, okay? Because the DNA is going to be the same. Hello, people. Let's get real with this. All this kind of going on goes on in the family. Remember when my husband was alive and he shared some things with me about his family. And I said, this stuff is horrible. And they all went to church and they all did that. But the uncles and the daddies was having sex with their daughters. And, you know, all these kind of things. And one of the things that I've got his journal and he said his first girlfriend was his sister. Do you see how mixed up that kind of stuff is? But David,
we have to understand some cultures that are like that. Some cultures bringing the daughters before anybody else. And that's a culture thing. And and it's sad, but it's a reality in some cultures. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to you either. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, if it's their culture, that's what they know. That's what they were brought up to do. And so that's what they do.
It's sad, David. It's sad.
Who's to tell it wrong?
Well, if it's been a custom, like you said, if it's been a custom down to eons of time, somebody brought that vile custom, okay? And it's because
they were perverted
in their mind. I know someone that I talked to of the Spanish descent, and he was actually from Mexico, and he told me that the fathers break in their daughters before they get married. And you know my language.
Absolutely.
You know what that means.
Absolutely.
I was watching another culture and the daughter was getting ready to get married on her wedding day, and this is one of these Ethiopian countries way across the seas, and she was crying and crying and telling her mom, no, they had a little check type thing on her way to her reception area where the father was taking her in there on her wedding day to break her in, okay?
Yeah.
On the wedding
day. The same culture you're talking about is the same culture I'm talking about, the same one.
Yes, and then circumcise their women as well. Now, y'all, listen, we're talking about this because I'm bringing it to a subject that I need to speak on. They circumcise their women as well. And what they do, they circumcise them. And if the women are not circumcised, them, and I'll just say it, they call them whores and prostitutes. That don't mean that they are. It's just because they are not circumcised. And so during the wedding night, what the husband does without even conscious awareness of how vile that is, he cuts the woman's vaginal area and have sex with her right at that time. Okay. And a lot of these women don't make it through that because it's so horrific. God ain't never told y'all to circumcise us, Jesus. No, he didn't. Okay. No, he didn't. But that's a vile to me nature. And then
absolutely.
Too, I was speaking to my daughter and I was reading in Romans. I'm really studying about Paul. Paul was no joke. I'm going to tell y'all that right now. Y'all better learn about it. Anyway, he had me second guess myself. I said, well, bless God. Yeah. Okay. But I was just, he wasn't nobody to push around. Nobody. But my thing is that the way cultures have depicted that to be a Christianity thing, it is not.
Yeah.
That's not God. That is not God at all. And people want to say, oh, he must allow it. He's not doing anything about it. Well, we'll look at the world today. A lot of them say that they're God, but they worship Satan too. One side of their mouth, they're saying the Lord's Prayer. And the next side, they got demons coming out in fire and all kind of stuff. And they in occultic groups and things like that. But they say that it's God. And they say that we all going to heaven, being in the same heaven at the same time. Well, I'm going to bust your bubble. I'm not going to hate to do it. I'm going to bust your bubble because that's not the case at all. Okay. That foolishness is not going to bring glory. And y'all need to wake up, y'all. Y'all need to stop the devil from lying to you. What do you think about that, David, while I look up this particular?
You know, what popped into my spirit when you said it, I think about the Bible talks about unnatural affection.
Boom. That fuck.
How does I think about pedophiles. Wow. How do they get their jollies, you know, in messing with somebody that's under 12 and 13 years old? How do you get your mindset into, like, you're bringing out some stuff about Hansen and the investigation that he was doing about these pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from? And I know it don't come from God. Even you said there was a minister that did it. Where in the world does that come from?
Well, there
was unnatural affection.
It is unnatural affections, and that is through sinful flesh. Cause them to, and it's just not something, baby, that happened overnight, though. Okay.
No. It's been happening for centuries.
And do you think that it's generational? Some folks is perplexed with it stronger than other families. Does that make sense?
Of course, it's generational. Of course, it's generational. Yes, ma'am. When you say centuries, it has to be generational. It has to be. I think that it's been taboo, and that's why the church doesn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And in some instances, unfortunately, some churches are involved in it. Mm-hmm. And so you don't want to pull the cover, you know, but the scripture said if you you cover your head, your feet gonna show. If you cover your feet, your head gonna show.
That's if the cover's not long enough, folks.
Wait. Be sure your sins will find you out.
That part, come on.
And unfortunately, people don't believe that scripture. But the world calls it karma. And we call it discernment.
And we also call it just getting caught. That's what you're doing, okay? Just getting plain caught. And listen, I'm of this persuasion. Those that get caught like that did not have a repentant heart, even when they get up and repent.
No.
They just got caught and busted. Which leads me to this point. Here's what I'm concerned about. Our children, you know, we talked about this in our last segment that we were on together. Our children and how they are the ones who are targeted more than anything. And I believe this is because God said, touch not my little ones. It's better to hang a millstone around your neck and to cast yourself into the sea, right? In other words, you might as well just go on and die. Because God's going to deal with you. That's what that's stating, right?
Absolutely.
Just because he hasn't visited your house, folks, that those that you have mishandled our children and have done vile things. I'm talking about even fathers who have molested their own sons. I have a history of reports here. Even mothers who have prostituted their children and having positions in churches. I'm dealing with churches because that is my wheelhouse, but the Lord said judgment begins in the house of prayer. And so my thing is this, he's not playing. That's why I say, when we read in the Bible, and I'm going to take it there. When we read in the Bible, how Jesus whipped them out of the temple, I told my daughter, and I had her laugh. I said, there was more than them just selling. Okay. Collecting money. There was some stuff going on in the building. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He whooped them all. He didn't ask no question, took no numbers.
Absolutely.
And he was apologetic. So this is going to take place again. I was reading about David, child trafficking. And child trafficking, we know that that happens also in some of our places called sanctuaries. And not just, I'm finding out, remember how we wanted to label just one people, one entity of Christendom, but coming to find out it's in all houses, okay? In all houses. If you want to be blinded to sin, then it's going to be in your house, okay?
Absolutely.
It is what it is. You cannot, I would say, you cannot shout over it. You cannot pass over it. You cannot teach over it. Don't even deal with it. And then it go away. It's not going to go away. What do you think, David?
I think that plus child sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Child sacrifice in that. You weren't able to accomplish the things that you wanted to. Just take, for instance, I wanted to be a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not make it to that pinnacle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get my kid. I'm going to sacrifice my child to get to a place where I could not go.
Mm-hmm.
Your child don't want to play basketball, but you're going to play basketball. So that's actually is a child sacrifice to have a child doing something that you did not have the ability
it's done
to do.
By force.
You're
it's
forcing
done by
them
force.
To do something
yeah.
they
yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Just like actors. Yeah. You know, you've heard about stage mothers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's in my mind, that's child sacrifice.
Mm.
You have a child do something that in their heart they really don't want to do. That's not right. That's not God. And even in the church, you said it. Even in the church, mm-hmm. we have a tendency to rule over our kids as if they are if they're tools for us to use. And that's not God. That's not God.
Well, let's get rid of it. Not just children, David. We have leaders who are lords over everybody.
Yes,
yeah, they're lords over everybody.
Absolutely.
And their position, what they display is foul. Because they forgot that they were supposed to be servants. And they're not servants. they've misappropriated the word of God. Go ahead.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Pastor, how do you use your authority to sexually violate somebody as a pastor?
They doing it all the time. Paul talks about it. I'm in Corinthians. I just finished Romans. He talked about that, overusing the authority and to use it to make one condescend to their will. Okay. And what they do is, to me, that person has no consciousness of the person they're getting ready to violate it. It's just something. It's demonic. I don't care what anybody says.
Wouldn't that be scary to you?
Awfully scary.
Wouldn't that be scary? I saw this African preacher was praying. This lady had a sexual orientation, and he told her to pull her panties down. And he did you see that?
Yes.
How in the world do you, with any kind of consciousness, do that without fearing God? Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Is this 1208?
No, it's in the back.
Oh, the back.
Thank you, sir. And not feel afraid of judgment. You know, we were scared to do certain things.
I was scared to blink, God was supposed to send a
lightning bolt.
But then too, let's talk about this. The reverence for God is not like it should be.
Yes, the reverence has gone out the door.
You know why? It's because they would rather, and hear me well, they think that, oh, I can do what I want to do, and I'm going to get to glory anyway, and free adventure. I die. I'm able to ask God to forgive me right then. But you don't know when you're going to die. You don't know when you're going to take your last breath. And I tell people, one of the topics that I talked about, they play God too close and too cheap, okay? And then you have people, David,
who
walk in a negotiation status when it comes to God. When I was studying, God said, I don't negotiate with nobody.
my plan
is my plan, and what I state is what I state. Okay? And so my thing is, we have negotiated. God, if you do this for me, then I'll do this. God, if you do this for me, then I'll do this. He's not asking you for no contractual agreement.
Absolutely.
I was looking at something, and I want you all to go check this out for yourself. I was looking, and we have a plethora of information. Everybody's not lying, y'all. Get that concept out of your head, especially when it comes to those who are supposed to be spiritual and walking with God. They have been carried away through the greed of their flesh. They are doing some horrific things in the name of the Lord. And he is nowhere in that. And that's in and out of the church, in some of y'all's houses, and your schools are going to hell in a handbasket.
Absolutely.
Groceries, everything is going crazy. Okay. So when I looked up this, in fact, they were telling us, and y'all better pay attention. Like when you go to these hotels and things, you go to these conferences, look at your surroundings, get you a camera detector. And it's sad that you have to do this. And then you even have
they had
a trap door. So if you had children in there, they can grab your children through the night and take
you
them down.
They said
the tunnels are very elaborate that's leading into these hotel rooms. So you've got to be careful. Don't think because you sleep, nobody gonna come in there and do what they're gonna do. Because we are the only protection we really truly get is from God, people. Listen, hear
absolutely.
Me well.
Absolutely.
Because one of the things I pray, David, is protect me from seen and unseen dangers, because it's not promised that my surrounding, I put too much trust in the confidence of the building. Does that make sense? Ooh, that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah.
But what I was trying to get to was the trafficking situation. The trafficking situation, and nobody's really paying attention about the trafficking situation. Do you know California is the number one in the continent with trafficking children? And I said, wow, this is amazing. What? And they said, yes, because I looked up something and I looked it up, and let me bring it up really quick. California has consistently had the highest number of human trafficking cases. Okay. 1,334 cases were reported in 2021, while 1,500 or better cases were recorded as of June 14. However, it gave a greater graphic statistic. We are at 88%
for children trafficking. Wow.
88%. When I read that, I was floored. Let me pull it up, because the whole gamut of the statistics that they gave, and they said human trafficking was also in the world, which includes Las Vegas, Mexico, we know, the Caribbeans, Brazil, Germany, Netherlands, Israel too, y'all. Come on now.
Get out of here. Ooh, wow. Israel,
and also the Middle Eastern and Gulf states. Yes, it also talks about trafficking revealing in Libya, Afghanistan, and they talk about Afghanistan killing children, and they pimping children. Okay? Now, I don't believe any child should suffer, but Afghanistan got hell to pay too, because they've been trafficking children.
Oh, yeah.
And it hadn't been reported. And we have those who are rallying for Afghanistan, which they should, if Afghanistan is right. But I call them a bunch of thugs over there, and they're pimping.
Absolutely.
United States, getting our money. That's, and they don't, nobody knows where the money's going. But when I saw them on this list of trafficking children, I have no love for them. Not like that.
My.
Because you can be sure your sins are going to find you out. That's why people need to do their history. People need to do their history, okay? Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, South Sudan are others among the top trafficking children. They had a special here in the States. A CNN did a documentary on how they prepare these girls to fly them over in jets in these different continents for sex trafficking. Okay? So my thing is this. Why are we praising others and saying, oh, help, 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 help. The children. Yes, no children is supposed to suffer, but they already suffer and you just didn't know it yet.
My.
And sexually, and a lot of these children are in homes who are pimping them out. I am appalled at this.
I know you are, as well as I am.
It's horrible. And then you have some people who are praying all the time, and that's good to pray. God said, pray without ceasing. But you got to do more than pray, y'all.
I know that's right. I got a call.
All right. But pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing, and that's fine. Do that. But keep your eyes open while you're praying. Don't be ignorant to what is around you. Get statistics. Find out what's going on in your neighborhood. What's going around in your immediate neighborhood? Do you even know your neighbors? Come on, people. We talk about, I'm supposed to love my neighbor. And yes, you are. But do you even know them? Do you even see what they're about? Are you just comfortable walking past and come see? You may have a house next door to you where they're being, abused. But you can't walk past that. You got to be aware of everything that is around you. If you keep your eyes closed and act like it's not happening because it's not in my family yet, Pastor Richardson, I'm going to ask you if you could.
Okay.
Oh, we're here.
Okay,
talking.
Thank you, Dee. Bye-bye.
we wear about three or four hats. Okay. And so.
I know that's right.
We cannot walk past like it's not happening. And here's my thing is, we always for this, we always for that until it hits your house.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Your house. Then you want to pass out. You want everybody to come to your field until it hits your house. I don't know why it come to my house, because you co-signed what was going on with somebody else.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
What do you think, David?
I you know, it's unfortunate, but I don't think people like hearing this kind of truth.
Right.
Because when you pull the cover off, it's like people that have those little critters in their house, and when they turn on the lights, then the critters start running. And that same thing happens in the church. When truth is brought forth, then all of a sudden he's all in my business. I don't know your business. I could care less about your business. I get my information from God. And when I get my information from God, if you want to talk to somebody, talk to my supervisor, because my supervisor told me what to say.
Right.
He knew who was going to be in the room. He knew what you all were doing. And he gave me the insight. And he told me to speak on it. I don't go to church looking to preach on nobody.
Right.
I won't give nobody that kind of platform when I got 100 people in the church and I decide to pick on you to preach on. That don't make no sense. You preach what God tell you to preach. Does that make sense, doctor? Does that make sense to you?
It don't make sense. But see, people always have an excuse for what they really want to do. And I just say that and stand on it. But I want to stay with this subject because people want to say AI. We know artificial intelligence. And I'm going to go here, whether they like it or not. It's really something how this society has programmed us to walk away
from what
natural is, to look at something that is not. Robots are not raping
Absolutely.
Your children. Robots, they might be assisted. I don't know how deep it is, but robots are not raping your children. And what happens
Absolutely.
Is they will get us off of what the problem is and
that's
look at the thing that's coming up to keep us from believing what is going on. Now, I have to read this, David. I have to read this.
Please.
How profitable it is for people to snatch your children and to send them and to wreck their little minds, even in schools. They're having prostitute lesbians and homosexuals come in there, teaching your children, locking the doors on parents. The parents are wanting to come and get their children out of this atmosphere. You see what I mean? And one day your daughter's name is Susan. She wake up and say, call me Gary, because they're being indoctrinated. Okay. This is the going on that they want you to walk away from mentally and look at other things to keep you captivated from what the problem is. So what I've looked at this, even fashion designers, and hear me well, company have been alleged of turning a blind eye to forced labor in their supply chain, such as Zara, Forever 21, and even H&M. Human trafficking has been undoubtedly thrived during these times, capitalizing especially on the 2 billion people coming from conflict areas and war zones, such as, listen, as such, human trafficking has been prevalent in 90% of the 171 wars and conflicts occurring in the past year. Hear me well, okay? UN women note that 65% of all such trafficking activities around the globe involve female victims who were largely trafficked for sexual exploitation. All of these events, like wars and unrest, have produced an uneasy supply of victims for traffickers in the globe. Now, I have to read this. I wrote it down. My mind was blown. $150 billion profit annually.
That's your mouth.
It is a profit, y'all, for them to exploit and destroy your children. It's a profit margin. And if you know who gets richer because they're greedy, we need to look at everybody up in the upper echelon, because our show ain't getting no money. And our counties and our states are, the poverty is high. Okay? That has been designed because of the profit margin because of them trafficking your children. Look at all the children over the border. You had some families send their children over without their parents. Where do you think they're going? Okay?
Being trafficked.
Such as the top human trafficking hubs in the world include, we said, Las Vegas, Mexico, and I think I read all of that. It's a global organized crime index. It's organized. So this doesn't just happen because two or three people conjured this up. It's a global organized situation.
Absolutely.
$150 billion profit annually. So y'all sit down and reflect on.
The Bible said the love of money is the what?
Come on.
The love of money is the root.
Right.
It's the root. And it does, unfortunately, it has stayed outside of the church. The love of money for our pastors.
Yes.
Brag about living in them $1 million homes. And I need a $65 million airplane. It's foolishness.
I heard Jesse Duplantis say, listen to this. Jesse Duplantis said, I don't have 4 and 5 jets. You know, they was talking about these jets. He said, but I tell you what, y'all gave me an idea. I'm like, you know what? These heathens, they done got all the way away from the word of God. My thing is, where are the pastors teaching how to get a better life in your life quality as a inner person, healing of the inner parts of hurt and problematic areas in your own life, getting delivered? They don't do that anymore. Okay. I told my daughter, I'm so sick of this new way. Listen, here's what they're doing. And this is, everybody's doing this. You know, manipulation is out in the world. They just brought it over into the church and they just defined it. You know how back in the day, David, I know you know this, how they used to raise about 4, 5, 7 offerings, okay, during the night, but they didn't want you to praise the Lord, give you 2 minutes, and they take up an offering for 5 hours, okay? All right, and I know I'm probably over-exaggerating a little bit, but I need to, okay? But here's going on now is they preach heaven down, they sing songs, they make them shout for 2-3 hours. Then she preaches for 2 hours or he preaches. And then they say, I've been put on an assignment. I've got to raise. I need you do this. He said, I hear the Lord say that you pay $139. I had one to say, whatever your birthday is, if you're 44 or 55, put that amount in the offering pan. That's what the Lord told me. They need to stop lying on God. What they did was they got them all hyped. That's what it was. They go through these calisthenics. And people are so hyped on. And what they're doing is, and we got to be careful because sometimes we start honoring people and making them our God, making them idols. And we got to really be careful with that. So I'm not getting off at what I'm doing. There was a pastor, and we're just talking in the kitchen, what we're talking about. I'm looking at my time here. He got caught molesting a child, and they said over 600 times. I'm like, whoa, that's a lot. So the child had to have abortions. This is a pastor. And the narrator said, well, where, and she said a few curse words. Where was the parents? Did you not see any signs, or were you steady trying to be in positions? That is a problem, folks. You see where I'm going with this?
Absolutely.
While you're sitting there and absolutely what AI is doing and what they're doing over in this country, and it's okay to keep be aware, but you better be aware of what's going on around in your neighborhood. Because there's a whole lot. Go ahead, David. I know you got
in your house.
That part. Children are getting neglected. But there was one
you
man.
Said it.
Go ahead.
You said it right.
Uh-huh.
People will do anything for position.
Boom.
Whether it's their children, whether it's, they will do it. And my problem is, your position is not going to get you into heaven.
Your
Bible time said, when I stand before the judgment seat of Christ, he's not going to call me bishop. He ain't going to call me district elder. He ain't going to call me first chief apostle. The Bible said he's going to call me by my name.
And he not
going to whatever your name is, that's what he's going to call you.
Wait a minute, David. He's not going to call you.
Even if you're transgender, he's going to call you by your name.
David, listen.
He's going to call you by your birth name.
Wait, David, wait a minute. He's not going to call you Mr. either. All y'all walking and talking about who can't preach, who can't teach, who can't this. He's not calling you up potate one. He's not calling you John Brown. He's not calling you none of that. They forgot the scripture said he's coming back for a bride. So a bride can't be Mr. See, we don't want to teach
don't
that
hurt
like
him, don't
that.
Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him.
We don't want to. And these pastors that stay on women more than they stay on men, I question them. I asked one, I said, well, was he a pimp back in the day? Because he's sure hanging out on the women and forgetting about these brothers with these tight tail suits, high raised suits, jackets up there behind. And they advertise, and every time they turn around to the public and shout. Because they got some issues.
Shopping in the children's section.
But no, these ones, they run straight to the front. Don't think I don't see. And you got this problem in the turn out. You can see. And they saying for sale.
Yeah.
And I'm not judging, but a shepherd is supposed to keep his eyes open and stop pipping the church. Well, I guess y'all gonna be mad at a girl.
He called you. He called you to be vigilant.
That's what he said.
And he called you to be a protector of his people, not to prey on his people, but to protect his people. And when you see things, unfortunately, because people want positions, they see things, but they're not going to say nothing.
Yeah.
And that's not right.
But you know what, David, you have people who are having prominent positions who working for corporations and things like that. Okay. Prominent positions make good
Same
money.
Thing.
Good money. I had the pleasure, and it wasn't really a pleasure, where I worked, there were five children held hostage within their home by the parents who were prominent in society.
She was
molesting the boys, and he was doing it to the girls. But they kept them locked up during the day in the garage. I will never forget this. Five children they brought to the hospital. See, the things that Dr. Ms. Cece talked about, I've seen, I've witnessed, and it's very distasteful to me.
My Lord.
Grown
My
men,
Lord.
I've seen them, where a young lady, she took all five who used to work with me, took all five of the children. They had to take those children. I'm talking about top-notch, prominent positions, y'all. Lawyers and doctors. They have hospital staff are rapists. See, I gotta put it out like this so y'all wake up and get your eyes off of over here and come back and face reality. One of the things
Absolutely.
And David, you can jump in anytime because I can talk about this. I've been in deep study with this. I've been watching to the point where I have to pull back, and sometimes I would just cry like a baby. Because, David, it's uncalled for. It is uncalled for. Now, you just lost all sense of consciousness of what God has made us to be. So my question is, who do you trust now? Who do you trust?
Well, you can't. The Bible told us not to put no trust in no man. Trust in God.
That part.
Because man will flip the script on you.
Mm-hmm. And, all day long.
And because man will flip the script on you, you have to put your confidence in God. Right. I'm telling you the God honest truth.
Right.
You can't trust nobody. You can't. We
can't. You can't.
Unfortunately.
Now, go ahead.
Amen. We honor them more than we honor God. We talk about them more than we talk about God. That don't make no sense.
Did you say we can't
save nobody? You can't save yourself. If God don't do it.
You just stuck like Chuck, as they say. Okay.
You got all right. You can't save yourself. And God's going to get you for doing it. Because he said, I would not give my glory to another.
Uh-huh.
You or nobody else. Hallelujah.
David, there is a demand for sin.
So
there's a demand.
So, my question to you is, yeah.
Go ahead.
Man.
What was your question?
My question to you, Doctor, is how do we right this ship? How do we get these so-called preachers? Well, the Bible said in Revelations, who apostles who are not. How do we right the ship? How do we get them? How do we get the leadership to see that maybe that what you're doing is not right, and that's why your church or assembly is not going anywhere. That bothers me. That bothers me because if we have the truth, when we should stop preaching.
Well, David,
it's a sad commentary to me.
Yeah, it's the church, David. Yes, but I have to look at the whole picture because the church could be the way they are without allowing sin to come in and sit so comfortably and be enticed by it. It's sad because what the Lord said, I have somewhat against you because you've lost your first love. Who has bewitched you?
Absolutely.
Who's bewitched
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Who has caused Absolutely. You? But see, it's not, the church is the building. God is the church. The church is not messed up. It's the people that are messed up.
That's
okay.
Right.
And what happens is they fall into unnatural affections and lust, things that please the flesh. It's the law in their members that are warring against righteousness. It is what it is.
Absolutely.
And people don't want to yield Absolutely. To righteousness because they're fearing that they're giving up too much to do so. And that's not right. I said to you before, sin is a commodity nowadays. People acting in sin. Sin is profitable these days. Okay?
Oh my,
if you want to look
my,
at it,
oh my.
It's very profitable.
Oh my.
So they put their, what do they say? They orders in how many they need for this and how many they need for that. And what it takes for them to build their castles, their domain, that people can just do what they want to do. Some people have set up idols in their own hearts that feel like they can do whatever they want to do, and there is no consequences. Oh, there is a consequence, people. So it is a commodity.
Absolutely.
It's a demand over with 70 Absolutely. Billion people pushed into poverty, as I said, after the pandemic. Workers became desperate. A lot of these countries that are having these child laborers and things like that, forced labor, it's enslavement. Sin enslaves you. He makes it absolutely makes out of you.
Absolutely.
And you can't be just learning about God now. You better know him or else you'll be prey to the own desires of your flesh. People look at me and say, and I know they've said it, she act like she's holier than thou. No, I don't. That's what you think. That's what you think because I come with it. I yeah, know what
I've heard that. I've heard that many times.
Okay. I know what it's going to take for this girl. Not me laying in the bed with you, getting my jollies off for a hot minute, and then losing my life.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be correct with this. Absolutely. And I think it's self correct and say, look, if you
I tell the saints, me, I ain't going to hell for no tail.
Come on. But they put everybody in the same basket, and I'm watching my time here. They put everybody in the same basket. They can't believe somebody can leave free from it.
Ma'am.
I choose to do so.
Listen. Now they Hamas is just a sect of the Palestinians. But they have been lumped in together with them. The few have messed it up for everybody else. And that's what happens in most of the time.
Wow.
All preachers ain't lying. All preachers ain't got side chicks. All preachers ain't stealing. All preachers don't eat chicken. All preachers ain't like that. But we all been lumped. Y'all laughing. I say we all been lumped together.
Come on.
Stereotype.
Listen, they've made sin a buffet. I'm hearing God right now. A buffet. Have it any way you want. Do what you will. Okay. Do-do-do-do. Okay. You got this thing on lock.
Oh,
you
my.
Can control yourself when you want to control yourself. Okay. You got this.
Have it your way.
Wait a minute. You telling God how it's supposed to run. Okay? That's what you doing. You are made yourself the savior of your life. How sad is that? You can't even save the breath that you take. You didn't orchestrate the breath. Wow. If you understood who God really
Absolutely.
Is, you wouldn't be trying to get to know him. You would stay in
my
your
Lord,
faith if you
Lord.
Know
That's
him.
The truth.
Well, Absolutely. We passed our time,
Absolutely.
Y'all.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
David, we done ran past our time. I got some more for
oh,
y'all.
Oh, no.
Don't go nowhere. Well, I got to get off because...
We go another 15 minutes. Don't you do that.
Get me in trouble. Heck to the no. Oh, no, you have me praying and asking God to help him with his attitude. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I'm just saying. But anyway, it was a blast. Us sitting here and talking, and we're just talking about what we're talking about, but it's actual reality. It's nothing that is not hidden. It's wide open, but some folks can't see it because they choose to not see it. Some folks are blind because they're bombarded with too much stuff that is being projected
right.
so that you can't see what's going on. If you would, every parent would pay attention,
Absolutely.
Those that are parents would pay attention in their house, they would find some things that is not right and they would deal with it. Don't get so busy. And I'm going to say I'm guilty. Okay, I'm not a perfect. I made some mistakes with mine. But God showed grace and mercy for them to come out
Absolutely.
The way they did. Now, my children say, now, I wasn't far because I had a spirit of discernment. I could see some things, okay? But my thing is, for those of you who have children and even loved ones, uncles and aunties, some of them rascals you got to keep away from out of your house. Let's be honest, people. God gave
Absolutely.
Us these children
Absolutely.
To protect. to protect, pray over, and to admonish and nourish them. This is Miss Cece's Kitchen. It's been a blast today, David. It's been a blast. And we are going to come back.
So thank you so much for the invitation.
Yes. And we're going to come back. We're going to come back with this topic because it's very, very important. You can find us on Studio W Buzz where we're recording. And yeah, I won't disclose some things that are getting ready to take place, but you can find us here. You can also find us on Spotify under Miss Cece's Kitchen. Look us up, and then all of the recordings are there. Those that are in the archives, you can go right on Studio W Buzz. You can find us in the archives, and they download our broadcast, from what I understand, within 24 hours. We are on Android, download Android, and Apple app, I believe it is. I'm looking right at the Apple App Store, and then go to Studio W Buzz or Android Play Store and download that, and you can get us, you can play in the archives. So we appreciate you for coming aboard. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, and thank you for listening. Now, if you have questions, please, we are not that kind of bite your head off. We will answer them to the best of our God ability for you. And if I don't know them, if we don't know them, then we will do the research for you and then talk to you about it and bring you the answer. I love you all with the love of the Lord. And just go on Studio Buzz. I will put it on my site momentarily, and you can find it there as well. God bless you, and we're going to turn it over to the producer.
Yes, William. Hey. Oh, hey, good afternoon. Good evening again, and thank you so much. A powerful show as usual. Pastor David, you and let's see, what is it? Is it Miss Cece's Kitchen? She's also Dr. Sims. Oh, my goodness. So it's hard to keep up with all those names.
Absolutely.
All those names and phone numbers. She has about 17 phone numbers. So.
No, but, you didn't put that out there. You need Jesus. I'm praying for you. You need Jesus. Y'all don't listen to him.
Okay. Let me clarify a few things. Yes. You can definitely go to the website, and it should be about 24 hours, this broadcast and many others, right? Just go to archive shows, and you can also go with featured shows as well. I think it's also there. It's on iTunes. It's going to be on Spotify, as well as the website, that's studiow.buzz, studiow.buzz. The Android app is Studio W. The Apple app is Studio space W. You can also see it on our fan page and like that as well. That's Studio W underscore Buzz. Dr. Sims, I'll send you all of the updated credentials, and that way you can post those as well. And Pastor Davis, love it. Dr. Sims, Miss Cece, love it. Thank you. And guys, keep it locked right here. Pastor David and Miss Cece, if you get a chance, listen in about 14, 12 minutes. And we have a very special show tonight on the Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. Dr. Sims, I know how much you love music. We're going to feature and talk about women that sing in the whistle register.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know Mariah Carey, Minnie
Riperton. No, Leandria Johnson whistles. Okay, sorry.
No, what did you say?
I said Leandria Johnson whistles. She's in the gospel, though.
Oh, boy. Hey, text me that because I'm going to add that. So, and please text me that.
Whistles in a live setting. So it would be a recording that you would actually see. And I would have to go through.
No, just text me the name. Text me the name so I don't forget it.
Sure. Okay.
Okay, thanks. So anyway, that's going to be interesting. Also, we have Dr. Brown with us tonight, too. Dr. Sims, do you recall on the Boomerang Radio Show, we had this brilliant educator that's running for school board?
Yes, I saw her. She was on the other day by popular demand.
Yes.
I was watching.
Well, she's going to be with us tonight because we're going to talk about how important it is to keep music in the schools and what it does.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
So it's going to be a very interesting and then we also have a special guest that's coming on that sings in the whistle register. So there's a lot to take in. check it out, and I'm gonna bid both of you a good, good night. All right? Dr. Bye. Sims, text me. Let me know if you're listening. All right?
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Keep it locked right here on The Buzz. Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network.